Family, I wake up every day aware of the presence of God. I experience God talking to me as he does to you. I want everyone to know Jesus. I know this is absolutely true. But boy, rather than preach and try and sell something like a Kirby salesperson, rather than confront people straight on and react to their belief systems which are different to us, I want to encourage you to see people the way Christ sees them. Let the mouth speak what the heart is full of. And so when you see people, let the Holy Spirit show you what's really going on. Let him give you the way in. The right motive enables a feeling of conversation as opposed to confrontation. And people will pick up really, really quickly that you care. Really quickly that you respect them. Really quickly that you want to help them and offer them something good. And the Lord is the best. When you have the right motive, you'll find approach will open up to a loving, respectful conversation where spiritual things are possible and where they will just flow naturally. I believe it's true in the workplace. I believe it's true in relationships. If the attitude is, I care, I want what's best for you, and I respect you, and I'm willing to listen to you, then I believe God can be involved. And situations of conflict can become situations of closeness. One of the key scriptures for me is Galatians 5, verse 25. It simply says, keep in step with the Spirit. So often we can be so motivated or so programmed by a training course we've done or something that we want to do the four spiritual laws or Ray Comfort or whatever it is, or we rush in and our passion and enthusiasm. And we need to keep in step with the Spirit. What's God saying next? If I'm going to move this person closer to Jesus, closer to eternity, it's going to be one step at a time. So what's he saying? What's the next conversation about? What does he want me to do and say next? Keep in step with the Spirit. In those situations where we want to share something that hasn't come out naturally within the flow of the conversation, always ask permission. Man, what you're going through doesn't sound easy. I faced something a little similar to this once. Can I share you a God story that might help? And the person most often will say yes. If they say no, we'll respect that. But most often, they'll say yes. And when we'll share it in a humble tone. We'll be praying in our spirits as we talk to them. This kind of approach is respectful and it can be easily received by Kiwis all around us because it's about motive and it's about manner. We respect also that they might already be on a spiritual journey. I've been amazed at the number of times I've talked to someone who to me at face value seemed far from God. And yet when the assumption is that God loves them, when the assumption is God's been saying, "Hari mai," for a long time, you start talking to them, and their theology might be crazy and confused and involve tree hugging and crystals and all sorts of horoscopes and funny stuff, but you can just pick up these whispers. Oh, that was God's voice. This was God drawing them closer. And if you and I can connect them with their story, identify with them and love on them, we can draw them closer to the Lord Jesus through the process. Interesting in today's day and age where we're all about talk and multimedia and speed. And I'm always about speed, you know, my friends, I do everything fast. Listening's become one of the greatest evangelistic tools of our time. Just that respectful listening conversation. Ask a question. And when you disagree with what they're saying, instead of confronting them and saying, "That's rubbish, get a life, not true, yeah, right," roll the eyes, coming in with a good question to understand better where they're coming from, to show respect. The leader of Alpha, CEO of Alpha in America, once said this, "I'm willing to bet the farm that in our postmodern Christian society that the most important evangelistic skill is listening." Incredible. In other words, we come with a view of finding the good through asking questions, and we build on that good through encouraging and sharing conversation rather than looking for the bad and confronting it. And just like that, tension can be dispelled from the conversations that might otherwise have been awkward or ended quickly. The conversation's able to continue, the relationship's able to continue, and the Holy Spirit's able to get through as a result. On the website, Shania's posted up 90 wondering questions, brilliant questions about things you can ask people to get them to think spiritually that are non-threatening, that fit within our culture really well. And I encourage you to have a look at that. There's an old pastor who's pastored for 30 years, And he trained his church to ask these three questions, and these aren't bad examples at all. These became part of the DNA of his congregation. He trained his church when they were mixing with non-Christians to ask, would you consider yourself a spiritual person? By asking that question, they established a common ground. It was a starting point for a spiritual conversation. Another question he trained his congregation to ask was, do you believe there's a God? Straight away, you can clarify where they're at spiritually and hope to draw them further forward. Thirdly, if a friend at work asked you what a Christian is, what would you say? So rather than explain the gospel, it clears out their perception. It helps us clarify where they're coming from. I believe, friends, that like that guy with glasses, we're going to come across hundreds of people in our city this week. Hundreds of people. And I've made a point as a Christian of sitting at the traffic lights or in my car, and I look at people's faces. Anybody else do that? There's a pause. I look at faces and I pray for them. And most people, when no one's looking, aren't smiling, friends. Most people, when no one's looking, they're sitting blankly at the traffic lights, and look empty, they look sad. And they need the Lord Jesus. And I could get in their face and confront them and rubbish them and say they're wrong, and I'd be right. But where's the relationship? And how's that going to draw that person to Christ? Or I could go with a motivation of love and respect. And I could ask the Holy Spirit to lead me one step at a time, asking good questions. And when they say things and there's a mixture, some's good and some's not so good, to affirm the good and ask them some more questions to dig deeper. Oh, friends, I believe if we did that this week, we'd make such an impact on this city. I know you as a church. I look at what you do when there's struggles in the church, struggles in the community. I've been amazed how you pull together to help people and to love on people. I believe the Jesus goggles, the Jesus glasses, most of you are already wearing 24/7. But let it be more so. And let it be that we're aware the gospels still work and it works powerfully. But we need not to confront, we need to converse. And we need the Holy Spirit's help in that process. Would you stand with me, please? I want to pray for you, then Rob and the team will lead us in amazing grace. And I'll close with a blessing. But this is my prayer, friends. This is my prayer. For years and years, we've been taught how to do evangelism. For years and years, we've assumed people are open. I think the world's moved. Kiwi society's moved. Now we need wisdom. Now we need gentleness. Now we need Holy Spirit-led questions. But the gospel still works. The gospel's still true. Father, I want to pray for each one of us this morning, as we're standing here with children or grandkids or neighbours or workmates that don't know you. Father, we know that we know there is one way, and it's you, Jesus. But they don't, and they're not quite open to it yet. So Holy Spirit, may we be led in step with you this week. May we be led by you to have conversations all over the city that would turn hearts and minds back to the cross and back to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, go before us. Help us not to run behind you. Help us not to run ahead. Let us be in step with your Spirit, we pray, as we share amazing grace with this city this week. In Jesus' name, amen.